Feels late in my head. 20 to 10 on my watch. 20 to 9 in reality, because it's an hour different between where I am right now, Stockholm, and where my body clock is, UK. And I'm pounding the streets of Stockholm right now, heading down towards a park near the city centre on the off chance I can find some food. I'm hungry, hungry. Had an interesting, albeit a bit late, flight over because got to the airport and everybody looked a bit sick. There's a lot of coughing and sneezing, and I thought, airports in London got to be the hub of contagion. And although I'm not the kind of a washy hand a lot kind of person, you know, not the kind of OCD level of washing my hands anyway, your normal hygienic washing of hands, yes. And I thought, I'll get myself some antiseptic, antibacterial, squeegee stuff. You know what I'm talking about. And I did. I went to the Boots, got some. Obviously, it's not going to stop people sneezing and coughing and spluttering all over the place, but I thought, when I'm visiting public amenities in a place as populated as an airport, at a time when there is a potential world epidemic might happen, it makes sense, doesn't it, to have a bit of a squirt. And then get to Stockholm, and there just so happens to be a news report now of a guy with suspected Ebola rocking through the airport, literally, what, half an hour before I did? So that's kind of interesting, and ever so slightly, yeah, well, it's more interesting than worrying. I'm not necessarily worried. If I wake up with a hardcore fever, then I'll probably be a bit worried. Weird thing is, I've got a bit of a cold and I was sneezing on the plane myself. God, how tired am I? Should I really be going out and eating when I'm this tired? My body's obviously going, oh, go to bed, don't eat. But if I don't eat, I'll wake up hungry. And when you're in a hotel room that has nothing but tea bags and a room service I do not want to delve into, that could be trouble. And I might have to work a little bit late into the night because I'm just working on a couple of presentations for tomorrow morning. Also, although Stockholm isn't necessarily the city that never sleeps, it's certainly bound to be the city that has some kind of grub open on a Sunday night around 10 o'clock. So, wherever you are in the world, I hope you are contagion-free. Oh, Green and Bean has just closed. That's a lovely little shop. And you're enjoying the wonderful colours of autumn. It's very mild here in Stockholm. When I say very mild, I've got a jacket on. But, you know, normally when I'm working here, it's, you know, you're knee deep in snow and it's minus 20 face hurty cold. But no, it's all good. So that's me right here, right now. Hopefully Ebola free.